know everybody's got the injury report. We'll open it up for questions.
You said Massey was, or you said on Sunday that Massey was not severe, didn't swell up or anything.
You know, I don't know the exact prognosis other than he didn't participate today, and he'll be day to day moving forward.
Back in August, some of our questions to Tariq Cohen were about how he could handle the full rigors of an NFL season. He's made it through pretty much the whole year at this point. What have you seen from him that's allowed him to stay on the field so consistently in terms of his health?
Well, I think he takes care of his body. You know, he's a pretty quick guy, even though he might be viewed as undersized. He doesn't experience too many direct hits. You know, I think he avoids that pretty well. His football IQ is good in that sense. And put himself in some compromising positions. That, and I think his mindset has been, take good care of himself. He gets plenty of rest and, just being a professional.
For a rookie to come in with that attitude and kind of know how to take care of his body already, is that something you can identify early on with a kid, or does he kind of have to learn it as he goes?
Well, I think a combination of all of the above. I think he's got a pretty good room in there. Jordan Howard had experienced it just a year before. Benny Cunningham, the addition of, Mike Burton. I think there's some good veteran leadership in that room, that I think helps, any young player.
John, when you look at the Vikings offense and what Adam Thielen does for them outside, what stands out to you in terms of his ability to sort of work against DBs and set them up for something?
I think, he's been a guy, I think it was, a college free agent. I can remember getting glimpses of him, even our first year in 15, whether it was on special teams or as, some experiences and reps as a wideout. But he's definitely grown and he's done a lot. They've done a good job developing him. For him to have the kind of season he's having this year, it's pretty impressive.
When you're not competing for a playoff spot and you go into the last game, do you approach it any differently, or do you try to treat it just like any other week?
I think you got 16 games. Regardless of I've been in positions where you're you have a bye sewed up, you have your division sewed up. It's all different. I think, but it's still a game. Everybody has to play it, and you have to approach it that way. So it'll be no different for us.
When the other team was playing for something. Is there a thought among coaches that you owe it to the league to put your best foot forward, even if there's nothing going on with you?
No, I think ultimately, I think you have your own ownership. You have, you owe it to your organization, to do what's best for the team. And a lot of times that's hard to, evaluate. I've seen players hurt in that game. I've seen it happened a couple times last year. So it's, every time you trot out there, it's that's a possibility. So, it's hard to predict the future, and so you kind of just go with what your gut is on what's best for the organization and go from there.
How beneficial can this offseason be for Trubisky? Just with how much growth he's done in the regular season, and how much do you think that he can multiply that coming into just for the simple fact of it being his second year?
Well, I think, anytime it's a second go-round, I think, regardless of what profession you're in, I think it's helpful. To do it the first time, he'll come back, he'll look at tape and think, wow, I didn't really get that, or, are you kidding me? It's just a second go-round, regardless of what position you play. But that's typical of, any rookie, at the completion of his first NFL season.
I know the finale of Minnesota last year did not go the way you guys hoped. Does that add any motivation just to want to finish on a strong note?
No, I think every year you have different teams. They're a different team. We're a different team. I think we both have the benefit of playing a game earlier in the season here at Soldier Field. So, from that element, I think, every season's different. Every game's different.
Last time you played them, obviously you were preparing for Bradford at quarterback at that time. Keenan has taken over and had a lot of success. What have you seen that has helped him enjoy the kind of success he's had?
Well, I think his supporting cast. He has a pretty good trio of receivers/tight end. I think he's got mobility. They've utilized that a lot, moving him outside the pocket. I think the different type of play style than Sam was. So I think, those elements would probably be the biggest reason, because he's a guy that's not new to the league. He's been around, but I think that would be my observation on why he's been successful this season.
First time you played them, it was Mitch's first start. How different will he look to this Vikings defense when they see him now, having gotten the experience he has?
I think, they'll be impressed. I think, they'll see, some of the things they saw in that first game. I think he's probably seen a little bit more defense now since that time. We're doing a little bit more with him. They're a very, very good defense. They're number one in probably four of the five main categories of defense, at their place on a fast track. So it'll be a stiff challenge, no doubt, no different than it was, here, months ago in his first start. But I think both teams have kind of grown and changed along the way.
Mitch has taken such an ownership of this offense and a lot of the elements of this team. Is that something that, from your perspective, you just saw him develop with when becoming the starter, or did that take time from being the starter to transition into that?
Well, I think obviously once, you become the starter, you get a little more juice, than if you're the backup or really regardless of any position you play. I think guys could tell early on, this kid took it serious and, he's very professional about his approach, whether he was preparing to be the backup, or then, after the fourth game into the fifth game, when he became the starter, he really didn't change much. He just had to, he got starter's reps and he got more practice time and then, got those game experiences, which are, paramount to development of any player.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it.